It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
CC2K14. No, that's not the code for a stormtrooper on the Death Star. That's shorthand for Coronation Cup 2014, IYFW's most recent event at the Ballston Area Community Center in Ballston Spa, New York. If you were there live and in living color, folks, on June 28th, you know what I'm talking about. It was a night of carnage, craziness, mayhem, shocks and surprises, all kinds of weird stuff going on that night, and we've got all the top stories for you right here on the interface. Let's get to it. First of all, of course, that night had the Coronation Cup tournament, the 8-man tournament, the winner to become the number one contender to the In Your Face Wrestling Championship, and a young man who went through the quarterfinals, the semifinals, and ultimately the finals would claim victory and the Coronation Cup trophy. He is the young man who has been lighting up audiences all around the capital region for IYFW, Elite Terrell. He is the Coronation Cup 2014 winner, and what a journey he had to go through to get it. Some great matches that night. He defeated Dexter Chase in the quarterfinals, the Soldier of God Ronnie Ribs by disqualification in the semifinals, and even defeating the very first Coronation Cup winner, the Wolf CJ Scott, in the finals. Yes, the mighty Franz Roddy was involved in the final moments of this matchup, but more details about that to be talked about in a future edition of the interface. The facts are that Elite Terrell did win the tournament, and he is now the number one contender to the coveted In Your Face Wrestling Championship, currently held by the Pillar, Roman Dominguez. So congratulations to Elite Terrell. Now, talking about Roman Dominguez, the IYFW champion, he was not cleared to participate as a competitor on the event itself, but he was definitely there and made his presence known. He came out early in the evening to make accusations that he felt he was being held back. Since winning the IYFW Championship in November of last year, he has not been in what he calls his spot, the main event. He hasn't been in one main event match in IYFW ever since winning the championship. But not just that, he also stated that he was fine. He would be able to wrestle that evening. His doctor had cleared him to compete that evening. Now, the Dominguez had been dealing with a bacterial infection, which was keeping him on the shelf for some time, but he made claim that his doctor said he was fine, and he put all these accusations in the form of one person, and that would be the Secretary of Event Content, Ivana Leach. Well, Ms. Leach, with poise and professionalism, came to the ring and stated to Dominguez that, number one, the New York State Athletic Commission physician on duty that evening stated that Dominguez could not wrestle that night, so that was not Ivana Leach's call. And also, Ivana Leach oversees the IYFW event. She does not decide who wrestles in what match. That's done by the board of directors and the championship committee. So she completely thwarted any accusations Dominguez had to throw at her. But Roman Dominguez still feels that Ivana Leach is harboring some kind of personal vendetta. He states it goes back to a while ago when Dominguez wrestled Ivana Leach's husband, Vigo, and kicked him in the side of his head so hard that it damaged part of his hearing. Dominguez feels that that's the excuse. That's why he's being treated this way. Ivana Leach definitely made claim that she has no personal animosity towards Dominguez in any way, shape, or form. It's all professional, but I think we're just getting started between Dominguez and Ivana. Well, now we've talked about the IYFW champion, let's talk about the In Your Face Wrestling Tag Team Championships in the main event that night at the Coronation Cup show. A no DQ, no holds barred, extreme hardcore, whatever you want to call it. It was a bloody, chaotic mess in the main event in Ballston Spa. You would see the legendary Chip Stetson team up with the current IYFW New Breed Champion, Mr. Canada Ricky Williams, against the current tag team champions, Northern Fury. And yes, chaos, mayhem, blood, you name it, it was there, flowing in Ballston Spa that evening. And even special guest referee, former Minister of Wrestling Operations Max Burden, assigned this match. He was beside himself trying to keep control of the carnage that was going on in that ring. But in the end, we would see Northern Fury successfully retain for the first time the IYFW Tag Team Championships in this matchup. Well, comments have already been recorded from Williams and Chip Stetson. It's already up at this website. Don't go check it right now. You can check it out after you hear me talk all about the Coronation Cup show. But also, there is footage of Northern Fury talking about the match and the evening. That footage will be up at this website very soon as well. Keep checking this website. Check us out on Facebook and keep following us on Twitter to find out when that's going to be up here at this website. But you know something, folks? All that does not compare, in my opinion, to the surprise of the evening, the shock that took everybody by surprise. It was to be a tag team match. The Knockout Gang, Jamar Justice and Gabriel Soul, taking on Liam McFerrin and the Northern Stud. Well, unfortunately, the Northern Stud was not there in attendance, so Liam McFerrin came to the ring and stated that he would take on the Knockout Knockout Gang in a handicap match. However, Secretary Leach stated to McFerrin that he signed a contract for a tag team match and would not be able to compete in a handicap match. If he didn't find a partner, the match would be called off and the Knockout Gang would win by default. Well, McFerrin already had a backup plan, already had a replacement partner lined up to come out and team up with him against the Knockout Gang. But nobody, and I mean nobody in Boston Spa, myself included, thought we would see the return of the IYFW icon himself, Drake Evans, after a 9-month layoff and only 5 months after his neck fusion surgery in January. Drake Evans returned to action in IYFW to team up with McFerrin and was successful, was victorious with a crossface hold on Jamar Justice to win the match. Chip Stetson himself came to the ring and looked like he saw a ghost. He was staring at Drake Evans in utter disbelief, couldn't believe what he was looking at. But yes, the icon had returned and he has full intentions of extracting personal revenge against Chip Stetson. So there's all kinds of other stuff to talk about with the Coronation Cup show, folks, but I just don't have the time to talk about it right now. So those are the major things coming out of this event. A lot more to be talked about in future editions of The Interface. But now, we have to look to the future. We have to look to the next IYFW event. And hey, Duanesburg, New York, you asked for it, you demanded it, and you are gonna get it. IYFW returns to the Duanesburg Area Community Center in Delancey, New York on Saturday night, August the 9th, when IYFW presents VIP Victory Influences Position. This is going to be a great night of action. It's going to be great to be back in Delancey that evening. And already signed here at this website, you can see it on the homepage, the Coronation Cup 2014 winner, Elite Terrell, will challenge the Pillar, Roman Dominguez, for the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. And I've got it confirmed that this match will be in the main event that evening. But oh, I'm not done yet. There's another match to be announced. You see, not even 24 hours, well, not even a few minutes after the event was over, both Drake Evans and Chip Stetson were bombarding IYFW management, demanding a match on August 9th in Delancey. Now, previously, the last time IYFW came to this area, Chip Stetson and Drake Evans were forced to separate that evening because of the blood feud that they have, because of the bitter hatred, and because Drake Evans was still recovering from his neck surgery. But now that both men are 100%, IYFW officials were quick to sign not a singles match, but a tag team match, both men choosing their partners. Chip Stetson says he's bringing in one of his crew, whatever that means, from one of his wrestling friends out in the western part of New York, a man by the name of Dewey Murray, and they'll be taking on the team that we saw there in Boston Spa impromptu, Drake Evans and Liam McFerrin. So that tag team match has been signed for August 9th's VIP event. There's going to be so much more to talk about at this show coming up, folks, and also announced at the event and here on this website is the official date of the IYFW anniversary show for this year. It will be on Saturday night, November the 15th, and it will be at the Boston Area Community Center in Boston Spa, New York. So tickets for both these events are available here at this website. You can get them through the merchandise section. You definitely want to get those as soon as you can. IYFW, definitely the place to be. It's got its influence all over the place, and we cannot wait to get back to Duanesburg. It was great to be back in Boston Spa on June 28th. It'll be great to be there in November as well. So much more to talk about, but like I said, folks, I'm running out of time here, so let's just cut it off right here on future editions of The Interface. More talk about the VIP event happening August 9th. We're going to be talking more about some of the intricacies that took place at the Coronation Cup show, this brewing feud that seems to be developing between the Wolf, CJ Scott, and the mighty Franz Roddy, talking about new talent coming to IYFW like Eric Amanon, and new IYFW graduates like must-see TV himself, Tyler Vincent. So much more to talk about, folks. Keep checking us here at this website. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, be a part of the premier wrestling promotion in the Capital Region today, In Your Face Wrestling. For IYFWrestling.com and The Interface, this is Joey LaRocque.